This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's presidential office says over 10 civilians have died and at least 16 others have been wounded in the last 24-hour period in Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The deaths include those killed on Sunday in the Russian rocket strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the Donetsk region. Governor Pavlo Pyrylenko says in televised remarks, a spell of cold weather has worsened the civilians' plight. People have to survive in damp basements without power and can only occasionally get out to warm themselves around campfires. He adds, the Russians never run out of ammunition, equipment and personnel, whom they use as cannon fodder to keep storming cities. In the northern Chernihiv region, civilians were killed when their vehicles hit landmines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in Russia said Monday they detained a woman suspected of being involved in the bombing of a St. Petersburg cafe that killed a prominent military blogger who strongly supported Russia's war in Ukraine. Russia's investigative committee identified the suspect as 26-year-old Daria Tryapova, a Russian citizen who had been previously detained for participating in anti-war rallies. Russian news agencies reported the explosion Sunday that killed Vladlen Tatarsky happened after he was given a statuette with a bomb hidden inside. The blast also wounded more than 30 other people in the cafe. Tatarsky was the name used by Maxim Fomin, who had hundreds of thousands of followers for his blog supporting Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia's top counterterrorism agency blamed Ukrainian security officials for the attack. But the leader of the Russian paramilitary Wagner group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, told the Concord Press Service he believes Ukrainian officials are not behind the attack and instead blamed a group of radicals who, in his words, are hardly connected to the government. This is VOA News. The West African nation of Burkina Faso has been racked by violence linked to Islamic extremist groups, but some civilians say they're more afraid of the country's security forces, who they accuse of extrajudicial killings and disappearance of untold numbers under a junta that has recruited 50,000 volunteer fighters. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
One morning in mid-February, 16-year-old Adama went to tend his grandmother's cattle not far from her rural home. He never returned, but days later, harrowing video began circulating that showed him laying bloodied along with six other lifeless boys inside the dusty courtyard of what has been identified as a military base near the regional capital. Speaking in French, men in fatigues chuckle, calling the boys good for nothing. One of them slams a rock down onto Adama's head. That one was still alive, he says. An AP analysis determined the troops were members of Burkina Faso's security forces, which until recently received military training and hardware from the United States and the European Union. A fellow cattle herder who was released says Adama had been seized by men on motorbikes and then taken to the military base. The teen boy's body was later found on a roadside near where the video was filmed. The U.S. State Department strongly condemned the horrific violence as portrayed in the video, adding that allegations of human rights violations must be investigated. I'm Jennifer King.
Electric car company Tesla Monday reported record quarterly vehicle deliveries with 422,000 vehicles delivered in the first 3 months of this year. But quarter-on-quarter sales growth was modest despite price cuts as rising competition in the market and negative economic outlook had an impact. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Tesla's performance was closely watched by investors who wanted to see if Elon Musk's gamble to cut prices paid off. In January, the automaker started an industry price war when it slashed prices globally by as much as a fifth. Sales of the Model 3 and Model Y vehicles rose 6% in the first 3 months of the year compared to the previous quarter. But the deliveries for its higher-priced Model X and Model S dropped 38%. Though the carmaker broke a record, it still underperformed expectations for some leading market watchers. That as rival automakers had matched Tesla's price cuts and due to worries about a weakening economy. Tesla did not immediately respond to Reuters' questions about whether further cuts could happen.
That's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. French authorities have described riot police recently deployed across the nation as protectors who ensure citizens can peacefully protest President Emmanuel Macron's contentious retirement age increase. But human rights advocates and demonstrators who were clubbed or tear-gassed are saying officers have overstepped their mission. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.